All right, get ready, because we're going deep into retail this week.
Yeah, the week of December 27th, 2024.
And wow, you've given me a really fascinating mix of sources for this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we've got real estate reports, articles about specific companies. We've even got some consumer behavior analysis.
Seems like we've got a pretty good snapshot of where retail is right now.
You're right, with all its complexities.
Definitely, lots of contradictions too.
Exactly. So what we're going to try to do in this deep dive is help you make sense of it all, right? What are the forces shaping the future of retail? What should you be paying attention to? And where are the surprises hiding?
I think you're right. There are definitely some surprises in this data.
For sure.
And I think a good place to start might be with this surprisingly resilient economy you mentioned.
Yeah, okay.
The U.S. economy, projected to grow 2 to 4% in 2025,
Wow.
which makes it a global bright spot, really.
Really good news for retail, right?
Absolutely.
Strong economy usually means,
More people spending.
yeah, more consumer spending,
Yeah.
exactly. But
Exactly.
here's where things get interesting.
Okay.
The commercial real estate market is also seeing really low supply levels,
Oh, wow.
which is pushing up those rental prices.
So it's a landlord's market.
It is across the board.
Residential?
Industrial
Yeah.
and, yep, retail.
All of them.
So even before we get to specific store
Right.
or trends even,
Yes.
it's important to understand this backdrop, you
It
know?
is, it's crucial.
It is crucial because it means retailers are operating in an environment where
Costs are high,
costs are high, but
but the potential for profit is high.
yeah, if they can
So
attract
if we can attract those old
all those
homes,
spending dollars, yeah.
precisely.
Okay.
Now, there's one sector that's not quite as rosy, though. Office space,
Okay.
high vacancy rates,
Yeah.
and we've got those rising interest rates. They're really creating,
Refinancing pressures.
refinancing pressures for a lot of companies.
Yeah.
Some developers are even looking at, this is interesting, office to residential conversions as a way to adapt.
Makes you wonder if those conversions happen, will they create new retail opportunities in those transformed neighborhoods?
It's a good question.
It is, yeah.
It's something to think about.
But for now, let's get back to those retail hotspots.
Okay,
And all the
I know
data's
this is
pointing
wrong.
south.
Way south.
Visually.
Way south.
The Sun Belt's dominance in retail is undeniable.
I mean, it really is.
Cities like,
Oh, yeah, hit me with them.
Phoenix, Las Vegas, Atlanta, Orlando,
Huge.
they're topping the charts in terms of performance.
Yeah.
Strong population growth, business-friendly policies,
For sure.
and that desirable lifestyle that everyone
Yeah,
wants.
drawing people in.
Drawing people in, exactly.
But there was one surprise in the top 10 best performing retail markets.
Oh, what's that?
Columbus, Ohio,
Interesting.
the only non-Sunbelt city to make the cut.
Columbus seems to be benefiting from a few key factors, though.
Like, well, we've got the growth of Ohio State University, and then also major investments from big tech giants
Of
like
course.
Intel and Amazon.
Meta, yeah.
So it's not just the Sun Belt, but
But it is hot.
it's hot. Okay, ready for a blast from the past.
Okay.
Strip malls are making a comeback.
Ah, the Humble Strip Mall.
Remember those?
I do.
They're experiencing a resurgence, big time,
Big point of
strong leasing activity,
Yep.
and vacancy rates even lower than indoor malls.
That's interesting.
That one surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
So what's driving this strip mall revival?
Well, a few things.
Okay.
First, they're largely Amazon-proof,
What do you mean by that?
meaning they're anchored by those businesses that people just need to visit in person,
Okay.
like grocery stores or pharmacies,
Makes
those
sense.
everyday errands,
Yeah.
bring in the foot traffic, which benefits the whole center.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
They also tend to have a lot of local,
Service-oriented businesses,
like, give you some examples.
nail salons, dry cleaners, restaurants.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, all those things that are harder to replace with online shopping.
Right.
And then also, from a business owner's perspective, the rents are often more affordable in strip malls.
Makes them attractive.
Very attractive to both tenants
And investors.
and investors, yeah.
Yeah.
Some are even seeing them as what they call value add opportunities.
What does that mean?
Meaning they can buy the property,
Okay.
improve it, and then increase its value.
So maybe the next time I'm, driving through my local strip mall,
Yeah.
I should be thinking of it as a potential investment opportunity.
It's a great example of how what's old can become new again,
Yeah, it really is.
especially when it meets the needs of today's consumers and businesses.
Absolutely. But strip malls aren't the only format showing resilience. Are they?
No, they're not.
We're also seeing the power of those, what do they call them? Dense retail clusters,
Yes.
whether it's a bustling high street in a city
Yep.
or a vibrant, suburban town center.
Right. People just crave that sense of place,
Yeah.
a destination, a shopping destination
With energy.
with energy, variety. That's something you just can't replicate online.
It's the experience.
Yeah.
And these dense retail areas are seeing high foot traffic, which
Definitely.
is driving up those rents and attracting those investors.
For sure.
So whether it's a revitalized strip mall
Yep.
or a buzzing city street,
Right.
the takeaway is clear.
What's that?
People still value those physical shopping experiences,
They do.
especially when they offer something unique and engaging.
For sure.
Okay.
But as we know, consumer behavior is constantly evolving.
Always changing.
It is, yeah.
Yep.
Even with some economic uncertainty, November retail sales actually
Really?
exceeded expectations.
Wow.
Yeah, so that tells us
The
that
American consumer is,
is still willing to spend.
especially heading into the holidays.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like a vote of confidence for the retail sector.
It is, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And speaking of things people are spending money on,
Yes.
let's talk about a trend that I think is going to make everyone's mouth water.
Okay.
Fried chicken.
Oh, I love fried chicken.
Visits to fried chicken restaurants are through the roof.
Really?
Yeah, and it's not just those big chains.
Eh.
Even smaller brands are seeing strong growth.
Like what?
So you've got those established players like Raising Cane's, Dave's Hot Chicken, Church's Chicken. They're all expanding.
Right.
But then you've also got up-and-comers like Urban Bird Chicken and Lane's Chicken Fingers attracting like these loyal followings.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
So, what's driving this fried chicken frenzy?
I don't know. Is it comfort food in uncertain times?
Boom.
Desire for indulgence?
Maybe. It's probably a combination of factors,
Yeah.
But I think it also speaks to that desire for experiences we were just talking about. You could easily order delivery, but people are choosing to go to these restaurants.
They are.
It's about the atmosphere, the social aspect, maybe even a bit of nostalgia.
Yeah, maybe those long lines are part of the appeal.
Could be.
But it's not all about comfort food.
Okay.
Some more traditional retail categories are making a comeback too.
Oh, really? Like what?
Remember bookstores?
Oh, yeah, I love the bookstores.
Well, Barnes and Noble is seeing a resurgence.
Interesting.
More customers making
Ugh.
dedicated trips to their stores,
Wow.
showing that renewed appreciation for that,
That physical bookstore experience.
Yeah, that physical bookstore experience.
It aligns with this broader trend of the return to
I
experiences.
love that.
After years of being cooped up at home, people are eager to get out, connect with others, engage with their communities.
Yeah.
Whether it's dining at a favorite restaurant or browsing through a bookstore, these experiences offer something that online shopping just can't replace.
It's a really powerful reminder that retail is about more than just transactions.
Absolutely.
It's about creating a sense of place, fostering connections, offering experiences that resonate with consumers.
Couldn't said it better myself.
However, not all retail stories have a happy ending, right?
Unfortunately not, no.
We also came across a company that's struggling, even in this relatively healthy economic environment.
Yeah, the container store.
A container store. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the home organization retailer.
Filed for Chapter 11.
Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Wow.
They've been hit by, well, a combination of things.
Okay.
Increased competition, higher expenses.
Makes sense.
And interestingly, a sluggish housing market.
The housing market connection surprised me.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? So when people aren't moving as frequently, they're less likely to invest in
Home organization products.
home organization products, yeah.
It seems intuitive, but
In hindsight,
yeah, in
yes.
hindsight.
Yeah. But it highlights how interconnected these various sectors of the economy really are.
It's like a domino effect.
It is, yeah.
And in the Container Store's case, it's led to some difficult decisions.
Unfortunately, yeah.
What's the plan?
Well, they plan to keep their stores open, at least for now,
Okay.
and emerge as a private company within the next 2 months.
Wow.
This situation raises some important questions about the challenges these specific retailers face, even in a relatively healthy economic environment,
It's a good reminder that even in a growing economy,
Yeah.
not all businesses.
Are guaranteed to succeed.
Yeah, adaptability and innovation are
It's
crucial,
crucial. Crucial, yeah.
especially in a rapidly changing retail landscape.
Okay.
Speaking of adaptability and innovation, let's move on to a rivalry that's heating up
Okay.
and could have some major implications for the future of retail.
All right, me with it.
Amazon versus Walmart.
The Battle of the Titans.
It is. It really
Here's where it
is.
gets really interesting.
I'm ready. Amazon is diving headfirst into online auto sales.
No
Would this
way.
be the next big disruption?
That's the million-dollar question.
It is.
Amazon is definitely leveraging its vast ecosystem and brand power.
I mean, how could they not?
Right, and they're partnering with Hyundai to build this direct-to-consumer approach.
That's a key difference from Walmart's strategy.
Yeah, how so?
Well, Walmart is relying on its existing infrastructure
Okay.
and that physical presence to offer those auto services through partnerships with companies like CarSaver.
So Walmart is playing to its strengths,
They are.
utilizing its vast network of stores and its already established customer base.
Huge.
Yeah.
So what do the experts think about this developing competition?
Well, Michael Zakor from Five New Digitals
Okay.
believes that Amazon's strategy is all about building trust and
Okay.
familiarity.
It makes sense.
He points to the fact that Amazon's starting with a smaller selection of vehicles and focusing on those customer ratings and reviews, just like they do with other products on their platform.
Classic Amazon tactic.
It is, yeah.
Start small, build trust, and then scale rapidly.
Exactly.
What about Walmart's approach?
Well, Arias Websterberry from Websterberry Marketing,
Okay.
he emphasizes the power of convenience
Yeah.
and that existing infrastructure.
Okay.
He believes that Walmart's ability to offer a more seamless integration of online and offline services like
Like what?
financing, maintenance,
Okay.
will appeal to a broad range of customers.
It seems like both companies have a
Yeah.
solid chance of success,
They do.
but they're approaching the market from very different angles.
Exactly. And that's what makes this rivalry so fascinating to watch.
It is.
It's this classic battle
Yeah.
of e-commerce giant versus brick-and-mortar behemoth,
Each with their own.
their own set of
Yeah,
advantages.
this raises an important question, though.
Oh, what's that?
What does the future hold for those traditional car dealerships?
That's a good question.
Will they be able to compete with
Yeah.
these giants, or will they become relics of the past?
Only time will tell.
I think only time will tell.
But one thing's for sure,
What's that?
this competition is going to be a game changer.
It is, and it's just one example of how the retail landscape is constantly
Evolving.
changing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
you've got to stay nimble, adapt to changing consumer preferences, and embrace those new technologies if you want to survive.
Could not agree more.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be following retail.
It is. It really is.
Yeah, it's almost like watching this expert speaker, giant game of chess, you know, with Amazon and Walmart making their moves.
Strategic moves.
Yeah, strategic moves and counter moves.
But while they're battling it out for market share,
Right?
there are also some broader trends at play
Oh, absolutely.
that are shaping the whole retail landscape.
For sure. And one of the most interesting ones
Okay.
is this shift toward what some people are
I heard
calling
they're calling it.
experiential retail.
Okay.
It's this idea that people are seeking out more than just
More than
products.
just, yeah, stuff.
Right. They want an experience.
Wow.
They want a sense of community,
Okay.
a connection with the brands.
The brands they support.
The brands they support, exactly.
So how are we seeing this play out?
Well, take the resurgence of bookstores, for example.
Okay.
People could easily buy books online,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
but they're choosing to go to physical stores.
They're going to Barnes and Noble.
They're going to Barnes and Noble, and it's not just about buying a book. It's
Yeah.
about the atmosphere, the discovery process,
Right.
the joy of just
Nosing the shelves.
browsing the shelves, and maybe you find something unexpected.
It's like a treasure hunt.
It is. It's an experience that online retailers just can't replicate.
And bookstores aren't the only one.
No, not at all.
We're seeing this in the food and beverage industry, too.
Yeah.
Remember that fried chicken frenzy we were talking about?
Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
People are choosing to dine in
Yeah.
at those restaurants.
Even when they could order delivery.
They could order delivery, stay home, put on their comfy pants,
Exactly.
but they're not.
They're not. They're going out.
They are. They're going out, they're waiting in line.
Yeah. It's about the social aspect, the ambiance.
The feeling of being part of something
Yeah.
bigger than yourself.
Like those lines are a part of the experience.
I think you might be right.
And it speaks to this deeper human
For
need
connection.
for connection and community,
Yeah.
something that's been so important after the pandemic.
Absolutely. After years of social distancing,
isolation.
People are craving
Those real world interactions.
they want to gather with friends,
Share meals.
share meals, experience things together.
And retailers are noticing.
They are.
They're designing spaces that encourage interaction,
Okay.
creating those events.
Experiences that draw people in and
What?
focusing on that sense of community around
Uh-huh.
their brands.
It's a smart strategy
Is it?
because at the end of the day,
Yeah.
it's not just about selling products.
It's about.
It's about building those relationships
Yeah.
and creating those lasting
And
connections.
customers, which are
Exactly.
so valuable,
They are.
especially now
Yeah.
in a world where consumers have more choices than ever.
More choices than ever before.
But speaking of choice,
Yes.
let's circle back to e-commerce.
Okay.
Brick and mortar retail's evolving, but online shopping,
Yeah.
it's still growing
It's not going anywhere.
at a rapid
It's not
pace.
going anywhere anytime soon.
So what's interesting to me is
Yeah.
we're seeing this convergence
Oh, interesting.
between the online and offline
It's
worlds.
like the lines are blurring.
The lines are blurring.
That's a good way to put it.
So retailers are using technology to enhance that in-store
Go.
experience. And then those online platforms are trying to create those more personalized, engaging shopping
And
experiences.
consumers are benefiting from this.
They are. They
Absolutely.
have more options,
Right.
more convenience, and more control
Yeah.
over how they shop.
Think about the strip malls we were talking about.
Good.
They're benefiting from the fact that they offer that mix of, essential services,
Groceries.
yeah, groceries, prescriptions,
Things that are hard to buy online.
things that are hard to buy online, but they're also adapting
They
to
are.
the digital age
How so?
by offering online ordering,
Okay.
curbside pickup, all
Well,
those other convenient services.
it's about meeting the consumer where they are,
Exactly.
whether that's online,
Yeah.
offline,
Uh-huh.
or somewhere in between.
I like that.
And that's a key takeaway
Okay.
for anyone who's involved in retail,
Whether you're
whether you're a business owner,
a business owner or
investor,
an investor.
or just a consumer.
The future of retail is really about creating those seamless and engaging experiences that blend the best of both
I
worlds.
love that. Blending the best of both worlds.
Now, speaking of blending the best of both worlds,
Okay.
let's talk about another trend that's really reshaping retail.
Right.
The rise of the omnichannel consumer.
Omnichannel, what is that?
So the omnichannel consumer
Okay.
is someone who seamlessly moves
Okay.
between online and offline channels when they shop.
So, like, give me an example.
So they might browse products online,
Okay.
then go visit a store to see the product in person, and then make the purchase using their phone.
Oh,
So
okay.
they're using all the
All the
tools.
tools at their disposal
Exactly.
to create that personalized experience.
And retailers are having to adapt to this.
It seems like it would be hard to keep up.
It is. It is. They need to create a consistent brand experience across all channels throughout
That's
the website.
social media.
Social media, yeah.
Physical stores, it's a tall order.
It is. But the retailers who can successfully navigate this omnichannel landscape,
Yeah.
they're the ones who are going to win over the hearts and wallets.
These savvy
But
consumers.
these savvy consumers, exactly.
So it's not just about having a presence on multiple channels.
Right.
It's about creating an integrated
A
experience
seamless experience
where consumers can move between those channels easily.
without having to, repeat information.
Start the journey over.
Right, exactly. It's about removing those friction points
Yeah.
and making the shopping experience as smooth and enjoyable as possible.
So this requires retailers to invest
And
in
technology,
technology,
data analytics.
customer relationship management tool.
Yeah, all of that.
It's a big investment,
It is.
but it's one that's probably going to pay off in the long run.
Yeah, because consumers are looking for brands that understand their needs
Understand their needs and make their lives,
easier.
yeah, easier
And those brands are the ones that are going to thrive.
in the years to come.
Now, before we move on,
Okay.
I want to touch on something we mentioned earlier,
Yeah.
the role of technology in retail.
Oh, yeah. Technology seems to be playing a bigger and bigger role
It really is.
in every
It's
aspect,
in every aspect of retail.
from managing inventory to customer service
With trucking.
to marketing. It's everywhere.
And we're seeing some really innovative applications of technology emerging.
Oh, like what?
Well, some retailers are using AI,
Okay.
artificial intelligence,
To do what?
to personalize product recommendations,
Okay.
optimize pricing,
Uh-huh.
even create these virtual shopping assistants.
That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, it's amazing how far technology has come.
And it's only going to get
More sophisticated.
more sophisticated.
So, retailers who embrace these advancements,
Yeah.
they're going to be able to create these truly personalized and engaging shopping experiences for their
It's
customers.
like they'll be able to anticipate our needs before we even know what they are.
Exactly. And that level of personalization is incredibly powerful.
It is.
It can build loyalty, drive sales, and create a truly differentiated brand experience.
So technology, while it's often seen as a disruptor,
Right.
in retail, it's also an enabler.
It is.
It's giving retailers new tools and insights to
Absolutely.
better understand their customers'
And create more compelling.
shopping experiences.
And this is especially important in today's competitive landscape
Oh,
where
yeah?
consumers, again, have more choices than ever before.
More choices than ever before.
Now, speaking of competition,
Okay.
let's circle back to that epic battle between Amazon and Walmart.
Oh, yeah, the Battle of the Titans.
We talked about their move into auto sales, but they're also competing fiercely in other areas,
Like what?
like grocery delivery, online marketplaces.
It's a rivalry for the ages.
It is, it really is.
And it's impacting the whole retail landscape
It is. They're constantly pushing each other to innovate,
to innovate
lower prices,
and
and
improve that customer experience
it's like they're raising the bar
for everyone else,
for everyone else.
which, you know, can be frustrating
It can be,
for competitors.
but ultimately, it's good for us.
It's good for the consumer.
It
We
is.
get more
More
choices.
choices, lower prices,
Or
more convenient services, and this constant stream of innovation.
So as we move into the final part of our deep dive,
Okay.
what's the one takeaway you want our listeners to remember?
I want them to be an active participant.
Okay.
Don't just shop, observe.
Observe. Okay.
Notice what's working, what's falling behind, what excites you as a consumer,
Okay.
because those are the clues
To where retail is heading.
to where retail is heading next.
Ooh, I like that. Are we talking about becoming like more conscious consumers?
Yeah.
Maybe even spotting those retail trends
Absolutely.
before they hit the mainstream.
Exactly. It's about,
Okay.
being aware of the forces at play, understanding your own needs and preferences as a shopper, and maybe even asking yourself, what's missing? What could make my experience better?
Because maybe that's
Yeah.
the seed of the next big retail innovation.
It could be.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
Right.
let's bring it back to the concrete takeaways.
Yeah, good
It's
idea,
from all
Phil.
these sources.
We've covered a lot.
A lot of ground. Let's distill it down
Okay.
to what's most important.
All right.
First off, those macro trends,
Right.
they matter.
They do.
That strong U.S. economy, it's a tailwind for retail.
Yeah, it is.
But so, are those high commercial real estate costs?
No, they are.
You as a consumer might not see those directly,
Right.
but they influence everything
Oh, yeah.
from store
Oh, yeah.
locations to pricing.
They do.
And it's worth noting,
How's that?
those real estate trends are playing out differently across different sectors.
Oh, interesting.
Office markets facing challenges.
Right.
Industrial and residential are strong.
Uh-huh.
Retail sits somewhere in the middle, with certain formats, like those strip malls,
Yeah.
and dense clusters outperforming others.
So for investors,
Yeah.
those nuances are really important.
They are.
It's not just about retail is good or bad.
Right.
It's about understanding which segments are poised for growth.
Okay, so you've got those macro forces,
Right.
and then layered on top of that, you've got
That's consumer behavior.
that ever-changing landscape of consumer behavior.
It's always changing.
And one thing that stood out to me
Yeah.
is this return to experiences.
Oh, yeah.
It explains that fried chicken frenzy, the bookstore
Right.
resurgence, even the appeal of those vibrant high streets and town centers.
People are craving that connection,
They are.
that authenticity,
Oh,
that
yeah.
sense of community that you just can't find
And
online.
those smart retailers,
Yeah.
they're tapping into that
They are.
by creating those spaces and experiences that
Exactly.
foster connections.
So think about what that means for you as a consumer. Maybe it's not just about finding the cheapest price. Maybe it's about supporting those businesses that align with your values,
Yeah.
that offer an experience that you actually enjoy.
That make you feel like you're part of something,
Part of a community.
part of a community.
It's about voting with your dollars.
I like that.
You're supporting the kind of retail landscape that you want to see thrive.
Okay, we can't talk about retail without talking
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
the elephant in the room.
E-commerce.
E-commerce.
It's this force that continues to reshape the industry.
It does.
But what's so fascinating to me is how it's blending
It really is.
with the physical world.
We talked about the omnichannel consumer
Right.
who's shopping seamlessly across all those online and offline channels.
And that's putting pressure on retailers
It is.
to create these really integrated experiences.
Okay.
It's not enough to just have a website
And a store,
and a store. They need to work together
which means investing
in technology.
technology, yeah.
Data,
Eat up.
personalized recommendations,
Yep.
all those things that make shopping smoother and more tailored.
To your needs.
Exactly.
And as technology keeps evolving,
Yeah.
we can expect to see even more innovation
Oh, absolutely.
in this space.
Think AI-powered shopping assistants,
Okay.
virtual reality experiences,
Wow.
personalized promotions delivered right to your phone as you walk past the store.
It's mind-blowing.
It is. The possibilities are endless.
But amidst all this change,
Right.
one thing remains constant.
What's that?
The battle between Amazon and Walmart.
Oh, of course.
Their rivalry is shaping the entire industry.
It really is in such profound ways.
They're moving to auto sales.
Yeah.
Just one example of how they're constantly pushing those
It's
boundaries.
forcing everyone to keep up.
It's like a game of one-upmanship,
It is.
which can be frustrating for their competitors,
For sure.
but it benefits the consumer.
It
We
does.
get more choices.
More choices, lower prices.
Lower prices, more convenient services.
That constant stream of innovation.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of retail,
Yeah.
what's that one key takeaway?
Be an active participant.
Okay.
Don't just shop.
Don't just shop.
Observe.
Observe.
Notice what's working, what's falling behind, what excites you
What excites me?
as a consumer,
Yeah.
because those are the clues to where retail is heading next.
I love that.
And maybe, just maybe, you'll
Yeah.
spot the next big opportunity.
Before anyone else does.
It's an exciting time to be following retail.
It really is. It's a reminder that the future of retail isn't predetermined.
It's not, no.
It's being shaped right now
It is.
by the choices we make as consumers,
As investors.
investors, business owners.
So stay curious.
Stay curious
Stay engaged.
and keep your eyes peeled
Keep my eyes peeled.
for that next big thing.
Until next time.
See you later.